This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now that the mental disease of Trump derangement syndrome has crossed the Rubicon and set the precedent by dragging a president into a courtroom over flimsy, politically fueled charges,
is the indictment of your predecessor politically
the question now arises, when do other DAs across the country begin doing the same with former presidents? Crimes that are so glaringly obvious and factual, and judging from the expediency of former President Trump's rush to judgment, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama should be detained post-haste.
Nobody can dispute the fact that we need...
going or something, and next thing you know, he sat down, pulled down his pants, his whole everything, and he was exposed. And I said, I'm not that kind of girl, and I need to be getting back to my desk.
Bill Clinton, what Donald Trump has weakly been accused of, Bill Clinton has exploited to maximum effect for years, escaping justice from allegations of sexual assault from at least a dozen women over five decades, paying off Paula Jones to the tune of $850,000. George W. Bush.
We have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within. There is little cultural overlap between violent extremists abroad and violent extremists at home.
The day before 9/11, the day before the attacks, Rumsfeld gave a press conference where he talked about trillions of dollars missing. The day, then, a plane slams into the very part of the building where they were doing the accounting.
Our financial systems are decades old. According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
Somebody told you that literally, like right before 9/11 happened, they said they couldn't track $2.3 trillion. You'd go, no, that didn't happen. That did not happen, but it did happen.
George W. Bush says the worst mistake he made as president was listening to CIA Director George Tenet tell him it was a slam dunk that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and so the neocons and CIA got to go into Iraq and throw out and do regime change, and we killed more Iraqis than Saddam Hussein ever did. We may have killed 1 million Iraqis, and nobody knows the number. We created ISIS. We drove 2 million refugees up into Europe. They destabilized democracy for a generation in Europe. They caused Brexit. This is the cost of the Iraq war. $8 trillion there, $16 trillion for the lockdowns, $24 trillion, nothing to show except a devastated middle class in the United States of America, and we need to put an end to that.
Barack Obama.
The more we can influence public opinion, the more you'll see politicians respond.
Not only was Obama responsible for horrific crimes against humanity, authorizing 540 drone strikes, one of them wiping out 20 civilians in Pakistan, while another targeted a wedding procession in Yemen, killing 12 and wounding 15, including the bride, the authority to arrest and hold individuals accused of terrorism without due process under the 2012 NDAA, to the modernization of the Smith-Mundt Act, which legalized propaganda on American citizens by our own government, setting totalitarian precedents for the O'Biden administration and the advancement of the Bilderberg agenda. And once Biden leaves office, that is, if he doesn't steal the 2024 election, once prosecution begins to gather their charges, the enormity of full-blown, anomalous violations of U.S. law will be staggering. The power to exploit corruption has become our government's uniparty modus operandi.
Down the lane, I look Dick Cheney strolling with documents he's been withholding.
Will Americans fall to their knees to the rampant treason occupying its birthright? Or will America stand as a republic, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? John Bound reporting.
All right, we're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, and cover critical information dealing with war in Ukraine, the economy, and the new national ID, digital internet ID that ties in the whole social credit score and the central bank digital currencies. Critical intel straight ahead. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The deliberate sabotage of the Western world, not just the United States, is ongoing. The borders, the culture, the energy systems, the currency, it's all being cut off to make way for the new global system. And once that's in place, they believe the rest of the world will fall to the tyranny of the New World Order. I want to play a clip here from the early 1990s when Bill Clinton was in office of Bob Fletcher talking about weather war. I haven't had this guy on in 10 years. We should try to get him on if he's still alive. But this guy knew everything. He owned a major toy company on the East Coast in Virginia. And I checked it out in my sources. It was true. But I learned so much from him when I was first waking up 29 years ago. And the CIA approached him to use his company as a front company. And he said no. He knew nothing about any of this stuff. It was during Iran-Contra, just a few years before, in the late 1980s. And then he became one of their biggest enemies. And, man, you go back. We should do that. We should find Bob Fletcher interviews with my show, others. It's like you listen to it 20, 25 years ago. Every bit of it came true. But here's a U.S. senator trying to say you're a kook talking about weather weapons. Years after he did this congressional testimony on militias in America, right after Waco, the Secretary of Defense came out and said, we have weather weapons, we can control the weather, and so do other governments, and they pose the number one threat. But you know, it's Fletcher. He's quoting stuff from the 70s and a U.N. treaty on weather weapons. So, again, this is just one more example of what's really going on. Here's the clip.
Sir, another question in an interview with the Los Angeles Times on April 21st, you said that you told the Associated Press that the American government has created weather tampering techniques so that the New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans and to control the rest. Would you explain what you were trying to say?
Well, what I was trying to say is exactly what I said. There is weather control techniques. We have a complete package on that, which I did not bring, but I certainly will see to it that it is brought in for the record. Number one, the entire patents on the equipment. Number two, Senator Claiborne Pell's complete statement and story of his own that not only does it exist, but that we even utilize it as far back as the Vietnam War. You might want to touch base
That's
with
right,
Senator
Pell. I just want to repeat before
so,
I turn to
So, yes, yeah, so but we do have all that information.
You're saying the government has created weather tampering techniques so that the, quote, New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans.
Worldwide.
Millions of Americans and to control the rest.
Yes, sir, and that's my belief. As bizarre as that sounds, when if somebody had told me that that equipment even existed 10 years ago, I would have thought they were nuts, sir. And at this point in time, we have all the documents to prove it. And if you think that 85 tornadoes takes place in the middle of our growing area by simultaneous accident, I'm sorry. With the equipment that's already set up internationally, and as bizarre as that is, it is proven and documented. We will supply you with those documents. As bizarre as that is, I would say that weather wars, and this is quoting actually Senator Claiborne Pell himself, that they are the greatest weapon ever created in the world, and that's the senator's own statement. So, yes, I do stand on that.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, about 4 years later, here is the Army Times. Secretary of Defense William Cohen. Others are engaging in even eco-type of terrorism where they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. That's a briefing to the Pentagon. 1997. So the point is, we're just telling you about stuff that exists that's going on. And they want to demonize us and attack us all day. It's insane. All we cover is the facts. My job's easy. I don't have to come up with a narrative or come up with what I'm going to say. I go study history and I go, this is what we see. What is your view of that? You may have a different perspective on what we see, but my job is damn easy. And here's another example. I've seen George Soros. I've seen Fareed Zakaria. I've seen Victoria Nuland. I've seen them all for 9 years on CNN and MSNBC and C-SPAN saying, we overthrew the elected government in Ukraine, we're in a proxy war with Russia, we're battling Russians, and we're going to overthrow Russia. And Soros quotes about, I'm really the new king of Russia, to antagonize the Russians. So then they push the Russians too far 15 months ago, they invade, and they sit around and say the Russians just invaded out of a clear blue sky for no reason on their own border. Here's some of the headlines. AP, unprepared for long war, U.S. Army under gun to make more ammo for Ukraine. That's today. NATO chief visits Kiev to tell Zelensky Ukraine's place is in NATO. This is 6 months ago. They said it was a conspiracy theory that NATO wanted to bring Ukraine in. They have an agreement with Russia not to do that. U.S. expediting Abrams tank deliveries to Ukraine who arrive in Germany, Secretary of Defense Austin announces. Ukraine says Western military aid is not enough. They want a percentage of U.S. GDP every year pledged to them. Ex-Russian president threatens to send Britain to the eternal abyss with nukes. That's the insane asylum we live in with these globalists, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we are. And I've already played this clip four times or three times. I'm going to play it again. Here is Jen Psaki, the propagandist Democratic Party, with her MSNBC show, with AOC, saying Republicans are calling for violence, gives no evidence. So we've got to ban them with laws from being on television. Here it is.
And do you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role, for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television, like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation, in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
I almost never play a clip four times in one show, but I may play it three more times before the show ends. The magnitude of this person that's called for violence, this person that has terrorized the public and young people saying the world's going to end in 2030 if you don't pay all these carbon taxes, the magnitude of her getting up there saying Tucker Carlson and others are calling for violence, and so we got to take them off air with federal law. While they deny censorship's going on, they call for the ultimate censorship. That, my friends, is tyranny. But that's being done out of total and complete desperation. So at least we've smoked them out of their holes. At least now they're out in the open telling us exactly what they want to do and why they want to do it, because they can't face us intellectually. They can't face the facts of what they are. So instead, they do this. There she is in New York City where she lives, where the leftist mayor says Biden turned his back on us and has destroyed the city. Yeah, you're destroying the country. Bringing in people who can't get jobs, who have no future, for a permanent underclass you control, you can exploit. These are monsters, folks. They've been promised by the big mega banks that have limited money, they can just bring the country down, they'll be given positions of power in that future system. Who really believes that? Well, people like AOC, who will say and do anything she's told, because she's for sale. But you're not for sale, I'm not for sale, and we're never backing down, and we're never giving up. Plus, we're getting major traction right now and can win this thing. All right, I got a bunch of clips of Bill Maher I want to play. I've got the whole Mark of the Beast system coming in, some key indicators there. Anheuser-Busch backing off the promotion of transpedoism, and so much more. Be sure to check out our websites, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Band.Video, and MadMaxWorld.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. AlexJonesTeam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNTeam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNTeam.com. Enlist in GCNTeam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
All right, so here's the bad news. We're witnessing the psychological warfare attempt to take over America. Here's the good news. People aren't buying it and are waking up. And we've only begun to fight, as John Paul Jones, the founder of the U.S. Navy, said over 250 years ago. So, there's an important system I've noticed with the globalists where they'll run policies and do things that are super unpopular, and then they'll act like they're against them. Like Biden will act like he's against defunding the police, or Biden will act like he's against, you know, so many of their policies, but then he's actually the puppet that's signing the executive orders and signing the legislation. And they do this over and over and over again. And that's what Bill Maher does. I'd love Bill Maher to be the real deal. I'd love Bill Maher to be a great guy. He's a horrible sociopath, in my view, that follows the directives he's given. So he comes out and says, wokeism is run by 18-year-olds. 18-year-olds are in control. No, the CIA and major think tanks developed all this culture and garbage through the schools, through the universities, on record. So all this is disprovable in 10 seconds. But the good news is, why are they everywhere decrying their own policies? Because they know, despite election fraud, they're going to lose elections. Because if there's a tsunami, they can only steal 5, 6, 7 points with dead people and folks out of the district with these databases. If there's a giant tsunami of awake people, they lose. So they know they're hanging on by their fingernails. So let's start with Bill Maher on the disease of wokeism. Well, wokeism is globalism. Here it is.
None of us are what anyone 10 years ago would even begin to call a conservative.
No.
You know, Sam Harris is not a conservative. Just these people, Barry White, not a conservative, or not conservatives. I mean, you go down the line about what we believe and how we live our life. It's not, we're not out there shooting Bud Lights. But if you're not completely over there on this side with these people, and I will not bend the knee and just go along with the nonsense. That's what's so annoying about them. The most of all, they like insist that you go along with their nonsense and their insanity and their fragility, or else you're thrown outside the group and you're excommunicated from liberal. No, you're not the liberal. I haven't changed.
Yes.
You invented a whole new thing called wokeism. Mm. Which used to have a much more valid meaning, you know, alert to injustice, great, who's not for that? And then it became all these things which are not building on liberalism. They're very often the opposite of liberalism. You know, liberalism was...
It's actually a form of fascism, the way they go about it. Without the extreme violence, but the ideology that will conform to our narrow world view. And if you don't, we're going to really do bad stuff to you.
Yeah.
That's a fascist mentality.
It's the cry bullies of that generation, as I said, raised wrong. So they think when someone disagrees with them, it's a hate crime.
Yes,
and it's violence.
I know.
And it's unacceptable. And it's just got to stop. You don't get your teenagers under control.
In 2013, 10 years ago, I was supposed to be on for a full hour with Piers Morgan. Highest ratings that CNN had that year. That was in mainstream news. They admitted that. But as soon as I said the end of segment two, that most of your sponsors are the Prozac-type drugs that cause people, and it says it on the insert, to commit mass murder. It admits causes people to commit mass murder, suicide, insanity, mania, megalomania, megalomaniacal stuff. As soon as that happened, they killed the interview. So notice, they're like, oh, the little people, it's just, you know, punks on the internet. They're making us do this. No, the big corporations are selling wokeism. The Anheuser-Busch's, the Nikes, they're the ones that are doing it. They're the ones that run it. And we all know that. But they sit there and then act like it's all just organically happening, drag queen story time and all this funded by the big banks. And two men can have a baby and let's sterilize your little boy. No, it's the power structure doing it. And now the very power structure just says, oh, it's just teenagers. It's just young punks. You know, we're the... So Democrats go, yeah, I'm not going to leave the Democratic Party. You know, the mayor of New York says Biden's bad and Bill Maher says they're bad. And, you know, we're still good guys. No. You're being brainwashed. And I'll go further. It's not just Democrats. Most of the Republican leadership is going along with this. And Trump did to a great extent as well. Let's not lie about that. It's a uniparty and it's out of control. Here he is specifically, clip 18, that woke teenagers run America. No, they don't. Here it is.
And who decides the line?
Apparently teenagers.
Right.
Who decide everything in this country, because I feel like teenagers are the ones, or people with a teenage mentality, who are the ones who fill social media with condemnation because they were raised wrong, with a sense of entitlement, in a sense that anything that causes them the least amount of discomfort cannot be tolerated for even 1 second. So when they scream and cry, nobody says anything. That's my point about where are the people to push back?
Where are the adults?
I don't think most of the Democrats or most of the liberals in this country, old school liberals like me, are like this kind of stuff, but they don't shout it down. So if somebody does something that's a little bit outside the lines and there is a big complaint on social media, nobody stands up for them. And the problem is that nobody ever gets canceled for being too woke. Mm. So you can say the craziest thing, like men can have babies, and then nobody will, even though people are thinking, well, that's kind of nuts, nobody will say it. They'll just fall in line. Yeah, exactly. That's what I've always thought. Men can have babies. Sure. I saw a dude who was glowing yesterday. You know, I mean, and that's the problem.
That is totally insane.
Cowardice.
Yes, it is. It's moral cowardice, isn't it?
It's moral cowardice to not admit this is all corporate funded on record. Tens of billions a year pledged to Black Lives Matter, the transgender system. It's Hollywood doing it. It's the big banks. It's the agenda. And you blame the victims, who they're snot-nosed and babies and arrested development. We get that. But you blame the foot soldiers instead of the generals and the field marshals and the commanders? Let's go out to break with Bill Maher on Trump and free speech. Here it is.
I've talked to these people all the time, but because I'm out in the country all the time, and they're like, you know, we're not all crazy. We just don't feel comfortable. And I've said this before. I'll say it again. A lot of them say to me, what you don't get about us and Donald Trump is we don't like him either. Mm-hmm. We just see him as a bulwark against something that's even nuttier. Mm. Because as we know in America, people really don't vote for who they like. They vote for who they hate the least.
Right. And where are you with free speech now? Because it seems to me that as a comedian and a host, comedy has never been under more attack than it is now. I mean, literally physical attacks now on comedians on stage to try and suppress their right to tell jokes. What do you feel about that?
I think that's exactly... I never feel like I'm about to be attacked on stage. It could happen tomorrow. You know? Right. But I that's not something that... there's been a few instances. The Dave Chappelle one, obviously the Will Smith. I mean, these are outliers. We're not really attacked. What we comedians are afraid of is not being attacked physically on stage. We're afraid of being attacked on Twitter.
Being canceled.
Yes. That, I mean, I grew up in the age of the comedy club, and there's comedy clubs are still out there.
That's good. So you betrayed your birthright of free speech, and now you want to act like when you helped all this happen that you're against it. I mean, this is all just disgusting. This is synthetic. It's systematic. It's being run by design. We'll be right back with a lot more. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
and tired of any way but my way. I want America back. I want the Republic. And I want all the criminals that have hijacked our country to know. Nobody. Nobody rides the truth. I'm a bucking horse. A bucking bull. I'm going to throw you off my back. That's the last thing I do. So I love watching CNN convert from wokeism to a new form of wokeism. I love watching Bill Maher do it. They're rats leaving the sinking ship. They're jokes. And once we set our will against these people, we're unstoppable. All right, let's finish up with a full few more Bill Maher clips, and then we'll get into some of the other news here today. Go ahead and just play clip 21 and 15 back-to-back.
On Donald Trump, all this legal mayhem that's flying at him, does it actually empower him? Does it have the opposite effect, perhaps, to what the Democrats would hope it would have?
Yes. Well, that was the end of the show tonight when I was talking about the Stormy Daniels issue. I mean, it's always going to strike people as sex. When it's about getting a guy for sex, I don't think they should ever, they should have discouraged, I guess Alvin Bragg can do what he wants. But if I was the president or somebody, I would have discouraged him quietly. Let's not do this one, because we're going to see Trump hauled into court, as we did, and that's going to be the big story, and it's going to be just high fives on MSNBC. And look, I was thrilled. There's something cathartic about seeing that, because this guy has done so much damage to this country, as well as so many individuals. So to see him hauled into court feels good. But now when these real cases come up, the ones about asking for votes in Georgia, January 6th, even the documents one. I mean, I just think the power of it is going to be diminished. It's like we've seen this movie before.
Hit pause. All these conservatives think Bill Maher's our friend. January 6th, Trump did nothing. Georgia, the full call, they got a transcript. He's like, well, we see all this evidence of fraud. All we got to find is these votes. Can you know, go check? I think there'll probably be some fraud there. That's not saying find the votes, manufacture it. Oh, the documents that he has under federal law, the right to declassify and have? When Biden was vice president illegally, he has Chinese food restaurants full of them in his garage. I mean, it's all lies. So Bill Maher acts like he's your friend, but he knows his audience has turned against him, so he'll sit there and convince you he's good with another traitor. I mean, Piers Morgan, well, he's not an American, he's not a traitor. Piers Morgan is a joke. So it's two frauds up there together selling this garbage. Finish the club.
To get him.
Can he win again?
He can. I don't think he will. But it doesn't matter with him. This is the point I've been making since 2016.
Well, you predicted.
I did.
You said every year.
He won't accept it. He will never accept it.
And he didn't.
And the problem with next time is he's done this once, and he saw what didn't work the first time. He has been working behind the scenes to make sure that doesn't happen again. In other words, next time he calls up a Republican Secretary of State and says, I need you to find 11,000 votes. Is that Republican Secretary of State going to be somebody who's there who wasn't in 2016, who is there specifically to do that? So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in 2024. My prediction would be it's Biden against him again, Biden wins again, and he doesn't accept it again.
All right, so there you go, folks. All crap, all BS. Does anyone believe Biden, who couldn't get 100 people at his campaign rallies, beat Trump? And they're now trying to say, it's illegal. We want to ban you if you question an election. Whether you're right or wrong, you're allowed to question an election. So let's look at some of these headlines. Inside the final days before Biden announces his re-election bid, it's been a joke him getting elected through fraud. It's been a joke he can't find his ass with both hands. It's been a joke he falls down the stairs and falls up the stairs. All of it's been a giant joke of smelling and sniffing everyone. And yeah, get that clip ready. I never played that. It's only like a 15-second clip. Biden, 17 seconds. It's really very, very dull that after all these years of public life, you're known for two things: Rayman sunglasses and chocolate chip ice cream. No, dude, you're known for being a puppet and a whore of the New World Order and a pedophile. Here it is.
As I've told my distinguished friend from Massachusetts and good friend, Senator Markey, that it's really very, very dull when after all these years in public life, you're known for two things, Ray-Ban sunglasses and chocolate chip ice cream.
No, you're not known for that, dude. You're known for starting World War III. Okay, here's more headlines. My butt's been wiped. Feds now eyeing multiple felony charges against Hunter Biden, IRS whistleblower. Story goes legs. I don't tell my writers what to do because I hire them because they're smart. But I called him this week and I said, no, cut back the Biden stuff. He's a puppet. Write stories about how he's a puppet for Obama and the globalists. There's this waiting for him to get indicted and all this crap. It's not coming. It's not going to happen. Oh, my gosh. Hunter Biden. We had it all 4 years ago. 2019. Blinken busted. Played central role in discrediting Hunter Biden laptop story as election limp. Lied to Congress, said he didn't. Yeah, we already know that. Donald Trump, the old GOP rhinos and neocons and globalists, is gone, never coming back. That's actually a true statement. What, do we get a Trump dynasty with Jared Kushner? And you look at Fetterman and Biden and Feinstein, who can't even talk. They're emblematic of the zombie government we've got. 60 liberal plus, over 60 liberal groups, call on Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein to resign, but she won't like a Skeksis. Guys, pull in. The Emperor Dies. Dark Crystal. I want to play that start of the next segment. I love that scene where they're waiting to get the scepter, and as the Skeksis crumbles into dust, it rallies and grabs the scepter and says, I am still the Emperor. It's a joke. Absolute, total joke. Meanwhile, they're announcing UN programs to cut off rice production worldwide because rice creates carbon, because rice is carbon. Half the world gets 80% of its calories from rice. It's a death sentence, and their countries will collapse and flood us. That alone is as big as cutting off all the coal on Earth. I was thinking, what could they do cutting off the coal? What would be worse? I'm like, cut the rice off. I said that about 2 years ago. They're cutting the rice off. 80% of the world, where the UN's own numbers, gets half their calories. I reversed it. 50% of the world gets 80% of its calories from rice. You turn that off, it explodes. And, of course, there's rice shortages. I mean, this is a global meltdown, global crisis to bring in the global government that will literally destroy almost all of us watching and listening right now. And we sit here and watch all these people pretend, the PR people, the bureaucrats, the government people, the corporate leaders, the ecclesiastical, all going along with wokeism, all going along with the message they're being given, pretending they're in the driver's seat. And they are. They're in the driver's seat driving us over a cliff. But God's watching. And we've got to realize that that's what matters, is what we do now in this test. When it seems like all the systems against us, it's impossible to win. God wants us to win the impossible game. To use a cheesy Star Trek analogy, it's the Kobayashi Maru or whatever it is, the Captain Kirk cheats to win the game. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an
IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you and thank you for your support.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The Bidens, the Fettermans, the Feinsteins will all face their creator and will all be judged. They can steal elections. They can lie to the public. They can commit crimes against humanity. But in the end, death is the great equalizer. And the AI and all their, quote, technology will never keep them from death. They will face God at the White Throne Judgment. We take you now to California. Live footage of Dianne Feinstein in a video Zoom conference with Democratic leaders who have called for her to resign because she's holding up legislation. Here is the live footage. There's Lindsey Graham right there. Oh, there goes your New World Order. Not going so well now. She will join our cohorts in hell soon. Bye-bye, Dianne Feinstein. Bye-bye, New World Order. There you go. By the way, before the national news, us fact checkers say that wasn't real footage of Dianne Feinstein. I challenge you to prove it's not. I say it is. No, it's satire, folks. It's the Dark Crystal came out in the early 1980s. Okay. Let's, plus those creatures are much more beautiful than Dianne Feinstein. Let's hit a few other tidbits, as they call them, of knowledge. Oh, a big Daily Mail article, an exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. Why big major studies show face masks cause carbon monoxide poisoning and brain damage and lower IQ and testicular issues. Face masks may raise the risk of stillbirths. Oh, your baby needs oxygen? Oh, I didn't know that. Through its umbilical cord? Face masks may raise the risk of stillbirths, testicular issues, and cognitive decline, study finds. Oh my gosh, it's so exclusive. And doesn't protect you from COVID. It's an exclusive. Exclusive. The grass is green. Exclusive. Ducks swim in ponds. Exclusive. Birds fly in the sky. Exclusive. The ocean is wet and fish live in it. Exclusive. Face masks may raise risk of stillbirths, testicular dysfunction, and cognitive decline due to buildup of carbon dioxide, study finds. Face masks may raise the risk of stillbirths, testicular dysfunction, and cognitive decline in children. Explosive new research suggests. A review of dozens of studies on face coverings suggests they can cause mild carbon dioxide poisoning when worn over long periods. The German academics who carried out the research believe masks create a pocket of dead space between the mouth of the mask, which traps the toxic gas. Oh, my goodness. They say the buildup of CO2 in pregnant women bodies could cause complications for the unborn fetus. Really? They point out CO2 also contributes to oxidative stress, which can affect cognition and cause testicular issues in men, and they go on for page after page listing it all. Oh my goodness, thank you, Daily Mail. When you're not putting out fake stories about me, you finally report the truth. Because there's this paradox taking place where people want readers and readers want the truth, but then they're paid to lie to people. But that's the key. The globalists have unlimited quadrillions upon quadrillions of money. Hundreds of times all the real assets in the world. But they've got to wreck society and break it down and take your house and take your car and take your energy and take your children to exercise that wealth. Because there's still enough industry and jobs where even though they own the world hundreds of times over, they want total control over you because they always want more, 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 more. And instead, we can just shake them off like fleas and say, we aren't agreeing to anything you want to do. You've proven you're bad. We don't work with you. And their answer to that is, you're so stupid. Just like we passed the income tax in 1913 and the IRS, you'll never know what's happening. But we do know what's happening. And I was reading an article on Drudge Report today. I forgot to send it to the crew. The number one, I already knew this, but it was cool to kind of see it there, Occasional Truth, back at Drudge. Republican leaders and Republican candidates all promoting central bank digital currencies and how to stop them, and that with Republican voters is the number one issue. Wow, they didn't get that out of their ass. That didn't come down out of the heavens. It was this show and other shows with Tucker Carlson and you, the listeners and viewers, spreading the word about digital program currency that surveils you and tracks you and can tell you where to spend it or how to spend or can devalue it or upvalue it. Now that's the number one issue. Yeah, there's one of the headlines, Bloomberg. U.S. presidential hopefuls rally against the digital dollar at the 2024 elections. It's the top issue amongst Republicans. Wow! Pretty proud of Republicans. You're figuring it out. See? They can only do this if we don't know what's happening, if we're in the dark. And look at this article. Senators introduced bill to create digital identity for all Americans to protect us from bad internet. But they go on and admit the bipartisan legislation is all part of a UN program run by Bill Gates that creates an internet ID. You have to log in and go on the internet, which then ties your social credit score and all the rest of it to totally control what you do and censor you. So even if you want to get a new account, you can't because they're tracking you. They say the lack of an easy, affordable, reliable, and secure way for organizations, businesses, and governments, agencies to identify whether an individual is who they claim to be online creates an attack vector that is widely exploited by adversaries in cyberspace and precludes many high-value transactions being available online. Incidents of identity theft and fraud continue to raise in the United States. But they created this system that did this. So to do that, they've got their new bill for a Internet ID, which is the key to the Restrict Act and the key to the central bank digital currency and all the rest of it. And Hotep Jesus put out a tweet of his Fox News screenshot. New mortgage fee structure. 620 FICO score gets you a 1.75 fee discount. But if you have a 740, you get a 1%. So you have good credit. You pay more social credit score to subsidize the poor. Has nothing to do with it. They're at war with savers. They're at war with the successful because they want total control. Biden pushes plan for good credit borrowers to subsidize high-risk mortgages. And it just goes on from there. Meanwhile, Walmart, replacing part of its workers with robots. Protest it. Say no to it. Don't patronize it. Stand up against it. All right. Owen is on a well-deserved vacation. He works 6-7 days a week. We have Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central, and Infowars.com/show. But tonight, he's back tomorrow. We're going to have the Dr. Rima Lebo interview and the interview with one of the top former Trump advisors on the economy. That begins in about 2 minutes at Infowars.com/show. And I hope your station's carrying it. Separately, we're listener funded. Get a t-shirt, get a book, get a film, get a water filtration system, highest rated for half the price of leading competitors. Infowarsstore.com. Get 1776 testosterone boosts. Get TurboForce, incredible 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And folks are learning about high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. We've got the highest rate in the country at half the price of major competitors. That's available in 1,000 milligram and down. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, take the link. Because you missed the Rima Lebo interview, you really missed it. That's about to re-air in the next 2 hours. This is as powerful as it gets. I'm marking this for you, if you believe in freedom, to listen to me and to listen to this and to share the next 2 hours that's going out right now at Infowars.com/show. Incredible job, crew. I'll see you at 11 a.m. Central for the main Alex Jones show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.